Blog Talk Radio.
Now, with the help of my trio, Ronnie O'Bright on piano, Richard Davis on bass, Art Morgan on drums, we'd like to do a tune from Minister Kelly's album called September in the Rain.
The leaves of brown came tumbling down, remember that September in the rain. The sun went out just like a dying ember. That September in the rain. To every word of love I heard you whisper, the raindrops seem to play a sweet refrain. Though spring is here to me, it's still September.
This is your host, Dr. Dean. Don't leave that out. But you're listening to some great jazz singers, and probably I'll never get a chance to do any more than the great Sarah Vaughan, because she is probably she and Ella Fitzgerald are the mainstays of jazz musicians as far as female singers are concerned. I don't know if we'll have time to get to Ella, because she has a load of songs for us to listen to. But I want you to listen to Sarah Vaughan and her style of being able to present different kinds of songs. What you just heard her sing was September in the Rain, and that was live from the Sweden and Mercury album that she did. And let's listen to her again.
In a lullaby, away above the chimney tops,
That was a great Sarah Vaughan singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Her style, you can always tell when it was Sarah Vaughan singing. Many people or many women have tried to imitate her, but of course were unable to do so because her style is so distinctly different. And when you come in contact with somebody like that, you finally know for a fact that it's just going to be impossible. They can try, but it's not going to be. Neither O'Day tried. I can go through a whole host of singers who tried to sound like Sarah Vaughan, or at least do what she was capable of doing. The woman could sing octaves higher, octaves lower than most female singers. So let's give a listen to her singing Lover Man.
Was also recorded by Billie Holiday. So I hope you enjoy by me, Lover Man. I don't know why, but I'm feeling so sad. I long to try something I've never had. Love a man, oh, where can it be? The night is so cold, and I'm so all alone. I'd give my soul just to call you mine. Stranger, I would see you.
Sarah Vaughan singing Lover Man. That was recorded in 1958. And you know what? It sounds like something that you could actually pay attention to today. The woman has had an enormous talent. She could also play the piano. She was discovered by another jazz singer by the name of Billy Eckstein, who had his old big band at the time. But he heard her at the Apollo Theater, of all places. And once he found her, he got people to listen to her. And we're going to go on and do another song. They all laughed at Christopher Columbus. Let's go right on into it as soon as this thing signs up. I think you might find it extremely interesting because she has the ability to put a song across as well as a fast one, but here's a fast song for doing it.
The odds were 100 to 1 against me. The world thought the heights were too high to climb. My people from Missouri never incensed me. For I was in a bit concerned for history.
That was in 1958, and she sang They All Laughed. song that a lot of people had tried to record, tried to sing, and made a mess of it. But there are a few people who did a very good job of it, and she is one that did a great job of it. Sarah Vaughan was not just a straight singer. She did more than just sing straight notes. If you listen very carefully, she would dance with her voice, dance to some of the music and the words that she would put in because she would give them a certain kind of feeling. If, like, say, for example, on the song They All Laughed at Christopher Columbus, you can almost hear her, like, laughing in the, when she's singing They All Laughed. And there's a shiver in her voice. We're going to go on. I'm going to try to point out some more things to her. If This Isn't Love, we're going to hear her sing that song next. But, you know, like, she
tried the Cajun
Blues
and
trio that was with her, although she sang with orchestras too. And let's see if we can hear something that she's saying.
I'd like to do the George Gershwin tune called If This Isn't Love.
A secret, I got a little secret. A secret, secret kind of secret. I'm aching for to shout it to every daffodil. Tell the world about it. In fact, I think I will. This isn't love. The whole world is crazy. If this isn't love, I'm daft as a daisy. With gnomes all around and dogs jumping over.
Sarah Vaughan singing a very up-tempo. We've heard four songs. Two songs were slow, two songs were fast. Sarah was no joke when it came to performing. The reason why she performed so well, she practiced endlessly, learning words and how to pronounce them. Her breath control was unreal. That's why when she got sick, the musicians who were with her noticed that she was getting out of breath when walking into the airports to catch planes. She had lung cancer and a very aggressive type, and it took her out of here after 2 years, even though she received some treatment. But we're going to listen to more of her because she left here very early in life. And we're going to sing Sometimes I'm Happy and see if we can pull up something.
Thank you. And now for my last number, I'd like to do Bill Swinney, Hot tune called Sometimes I'm Happy.
Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm blue. My disposition depends on you. I never mind the rain and the sky.
Sarah Vaughan did in 1958 that I have on my material, but she did some other things, and as she continued to, I can remember my father taking me to the Lowell's Polite Theater in Waterbury, Connecticut, where I am right now, and actually here and saw Sarah Vaughan. I couldn't have been any more than about four or five, maybe six at best, but I could. My father took me there because he wanted me to see talent. He wanted it because he knew I loved to sing, and he wanted me to hear what he thought was the best. And so I do think she is the best too, myself. But
watch the NBA Finals on ABC Live.
Find out later on that not was she only the best, but she had who I thought was great also, and that was Ella Fitzgerald. And so we're going to see if we can pull her up. Not Ella Fitzgerald, but Sarah Vaughan singing "The Nearness of You."
Why do I just wither and forget our existence when you and your magic my heart in a dither dear when you're at a distance, but when you are near, oh my, it's not. You're in my life.
That was Sarah Vaughan back in 1968. So from 1958 to 1968, you could still hear the nice intonation of quality in her voice. And we're going to listen to her do another song. If you haven't guessed, today's feature artist is Sarah Vaughan. And we've listened to quite a few songs that she did back in 1958. But here you heard one song that she did in 1968. This is a song that I used to love to hear her sing because she gave her interpretation of it. Let's listen up.
I look for my heart, it's Benito. I lost it way down in Toledo. While chanting, I'm dancing, yes, sir.
Doorbells and sleigh bells and whistles with noodles.
singing a few of my favorite things. I'm going to go back a little bit, and I want you to hear how well she treats a song that was really a fantastic song to hear, but very difficult to do, called Body and Soul.
I'm all for you, body and soul. I spend my days in longing and wondering why it's beyond me. I tell you I mean it. I'm all for you, body and soul. I can't believe it, it's hard to conceive it, that you turn away romance. Are you pretending it looks like the ending? Unless I can have one more chance to prove dear, my life will wreck your making. You know I'm yours for just a baby. I'd gladly surrender myself to you, body and soul. I can't believe it, hard to conceive it, that you you pretending it looks like the ending, or unless I can have one more chance to do, dear. My life will your making. You know I'm yours just for the taking. Oh, baby, you know I'm surrendering.
Recorded by Sarah Vaughan, believe it or not, in 1952. And Sarah liked to hang out with the guys. She loved to drink scotch, and she smoked a lot of cigarettes, which probably caught up with her later on in life. But she lived a full life and had no problem of expressing herself when she felt she was being treated wrongly. Here's a song that I love to hear her sing, Someone to Watch Over Me.
This is Tech That Moves. The 2019 Nissan Murano.
Well, of course, that's not it, but here it is.
There's a saying old, says that love is blind. Still we're often told, seek and you shall find. So I'm blind to seek a certain lad I've had in mind. Looking everywhere, haven't found him yet. He's a big affair, I cannot forget. Only man I ever think of with regret. I'd like to add his initials, my monogram. Tell me, where is the shepherd for this lost land?
There's a somebody I'm longing to see.
I hope that he turns out to be someone who of me. I'm a little lamb who's lost in the world. I know I could always be good. Someone who was kind of sound as she provides you with her interpretations of that particular song. Now, here's Sarah Vaughan doing a song that I like to sing, and she loves Nature Boy.
Boy, a very strange, enchanted boy.
was by Sarah Vaughan and an accompaniment of men who were singing in the background. And they pulled it off. That was a song done later by Sarah Vaughan in the 1970s. And you can tell how much lower her voice had become. Here's another song that she did in the 1970s also. I know, I think it was 1964, called
I met a woman that I recorded not too long ago. You're beautiful, I need your help. I do enjoy it.
Shadow of your smile.
When you
I come.
Will color my dreams and life. Mm-hmm.
Look into my eyes.
Dear, I'll kiss your lips.
sing so pretty like that. Yeah, I drink booze, you know. I drink booze and I smoke cigarettes and I stay high. That's how I do it. I stay up all night and I hang out, she said.
And she did. That was Jill Williams talking about Sarah Vaughan and how she felt. She did hang out. And she left as early at age 64, but could have been here much longer because she just burnt candles at both ends. And a lot of times when she was singing, she might have been high as Cootie Brown, but you could never tell it. But here's a song she did that was a real big hit, but not for her, but it was for another person who did it. But let's listen to her sing Fever.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I like you. When you put your arms around me, I get fever. That's the whole lot you say. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight.
Recorded in the early 1980s, when you could tell the difference in the quality of the sound that was being done. And of course, we're entering that mambo and sort of soft music or Afro-Cuban kind of sound. But one of the things that I liked that she did in her later years was the very thought of you. And I can't talk a whole lot because I don't know if we have enough time to hear
the song. It's time. Watch the NBA Finals live on ABC with YouTube TV.
The very thought of you and I forget to do. The little ordinary things that everyone ought to do.
the longing here for you. You'll never know how slow the moments go till I'm near to you. I see your face in every flower, your eyes in stars above. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you.
That's Barney Kessel. We had him on the show before playing the guitar. We only have about 2 minutes left on the show, but I want to end this song with Moonlight in Vermont, which is a song that talks about love but never says love in it at all. And she does such a fantastic job. We'll finish the show with her, so I'm going to say goodbye to you right now, and I hope you enjoyed the show. This has been Dr. Walter Dean as your host, and Getting It Done is the program. And here again is Sarah Vaughan singing Moonlight in Vermont. Well, we don't know if we're going to get Moonlight in Vermont. Well, I wonder why we can't get Moonlight in Vermont. But that's life.
Watch the NBA Finals on ABC live with YouTube TV.
Well, we got the commercial in.
It costs me a lot.
I don't know why. Well, what you just heard was the person that we'll be hearing next week, and that is Billie Holiday. We'll finish up the show with her.
It costs me a lot, but there's one thing that I've got. It's my man.
Have a good day, people. Hope you enjoyed the show.